Blog Talk Radio.
January month in a bang. This is the last show of the month.
But with that comes the new beginning of Black History Month. So we're going to make it good, as usual. We're going to start off with prayer, and none other to lead us than the illustrious one, Mr. Leon Francis. So I say a special good morning to Mertrice and Donna, who is already with us here, another member. I recognize those two. And, of course, we'll have Pastor Leon. Now, he's going to take us to the proceedings, and as usual, prayers. Of course, he has the prayer list there for those who he is wishing healing and comfort and all the good stuff. Good morning, Leon, and how are you today?
Good morning to you, Ivor, and to all your wonderful listeners around the world, Mertrice and Donna, especially, and Lynette, and all the others who are listening around the world. Thanks for asking me to give the show its blessings. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you for this wonderful day you have given to me, especially, and I just hope that it is so elsewhere around the world. We're grateful for you affording us this opportunity to make this a wonderful day. We just hope that this show will go on without any interruptions, Lord. We thank you again for all the ones who have made it possible, especially you, Ivor, and all the others who are participating, Lynette, David, Cardinal, and Dennis, and all the others who have not been mentioned, but those who participate by listening. We're grateful for this time, and we just hope and pray that you just continue to bless the show and make it to be one to be remembered. Especially this morning for the ones who are struggling with ill health, namely Deepika Patel, that is the wife of Mr. Jatin Patel, who was involved in an accident, Lord. We pray for Leroy Lashley and his daughter Lisa, who are still struggling. We also ask your blessing and healing touches on Ellie Matt, who has been with us for years, and he has been struggling. We just hope one day just give him the strength to be back on his feet again. We pray for Bobsy and Mertrice Nisbet, two of our favorites, who have been on this show and helping some way, Lord. We just pray that you'll just heal them both and let them come back to be themselves. We pray for Everett Carter, for Oliver Solomon, for Ralston Otto, and El Comida Willett, some of our favorites, Lord. We pray especially for Fillmore and his sister, Mita Halpike, Earl Stevens, Lord, Winfred Francis, Gorbel Francis, who has gotten a setback this week, Lord. He has been stricken with a stroke, and we just hope, Lord, that you just heal her and give her back her speech. Therefore, Lord, also, Lord, we pray for Duane Francis, another brother of mine as well. We also want to lift up Bernice Brown, the mother of our friend, Mr. Brown. And, of course, we can't forget, Lord, for asking your help and healing touches on Miss Ruby Locke, my Ruby, as we call her, the mother of Audley, one of our panelists on the other show, Lord. We are grateful for your presence, Lord. We thank you for all that you have given to the show. We ask that you bless it, make it be one to be remembered, and, of course, give host Ivor the inspiration to lead the charge to make it be one that is lasting in the memories of all those who are able to hear it. Even though they hear it now, may hear it at a later time. Thank you again, Lord, for all your presence with us this morning, and trust that all will go well. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. And we give in all the thanks for the great ones, because great is your goodness indeed. So, as usual, we're going to be here from 9 until 12, and that will be from 10 till 1 Eastern Standard Time. And we're happy that you folks are with us here online, and those who are with us via the
that
internet.
I'm going on the train now.
Okay, that's Donna saying good morning, Donna.
Good morning
to you.
Good morning. I'm on the train, so I'm going to get cut off in China.
Okay,
so
okay.
Good morning. I'll pick up again when I get over yonder.
Okay, good. When you get up, good. Thank you. Okay. That's Donna giving us a little bit of a time as we head off to work.
Board the train.
For that? Yes, she's on the train there. We'll get in touch with Mertris a little bit later. She's in her prayer at this time with Mother Babsy, but we'll be in touch with her shortly. She's online, but she asked me to bring on a little later, so I'll do just that. But of course, folks, you too can be a part of the conversation. 563-999-3693. That's the number to call. You push the one, and just we ask that you remain respectful. Just keep it broadcast standard, and of course, you will become audible. And for those who are online, we'll ask you to spread the word to your neighbors and your friends. They can contact us via the World Wide Web. That's www.blogtalkradio.com, Caribbean Global Voices. So, of course, we've been here with you for quite some time, all of this month, but like I said, we are closing out, and we're going to be closing out with a bang. We just want to make sure that we present you with something to warm your hearts, especially for those who are further north. Anything north of, I should say, Palm Beach, I say, well, you're pretty much in for a cool ride. I'm in South Florida at this time, and it's overcast. It's a cool 71 degrees, cloudy. And today, we're going to be having a memorial service for Mr. Boswell Lescott that will be coming your way at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So the brother's gone, but we shall remember him, and he will be memorialized this afternoon. Well, just a little bit of housekeeping. Of course, the first hour, we'll have our inspirational portion. That will take us up until 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, we have sports in brief. And I say in brief because the heavyweight comes in tomorrow on the cricket show from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. Leon Francis will be hosting that portion of the show. At 10:45, Dawn and Debbie comes our way with the Antigua Care to tell us about the humanitarian duties that they're performing to make lives a little bit easier and more comfortable for the less fortunate. So we'll hear them, and they will become audible. And if for some reason they're not here, we'll have someone to represent them. At 11 o'clock, of course, or just before then, as a matter of fact, we have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. We'll have that just before 10:45. And Cardinal will come in to tell you all about that. And that compliments Ma Ruby's son. That's Mr. Audley Watson. Cardinal himself will have a commentary for us alongside hailing up his special fans. You have a lot of fans, but there are some special ones that did not get on the show and do not call the names, especially if one of them is having a birthday. And if he did forget, he will get the good. So, folks, it's an entertainment show. And, of course, I urge you to make a call and to tell a friend and to tell your neighbors, tell whomever you want to, that we are here and we plan to make it worth your while. But, folks, you know, a few things would have been happening here. I'm not sure we're going to get into it, so I think it should be noted here. Of course, you can bring whatever topic you need because it's an open line type anytime after 11 o'clock. But we should be able to bring to the fore, especially as Black History Month is just upon us, where the police officers still keep on just taking innocent lives for no good reasons. Be it Latino or what, these officers, some are placed in handcuffs, some are placed on trial, some get convicted, some not, but I don't think it's good enough to just be arresting someone and say you get justice after a person has been laid to rest. And I'm not sure if justice would be reached out to anyone because they get some monetary value for one's death, or a person would spend an eternity in prison or even a day in prison innocently and then be released. You said justice was served. I am not too sure about that. So, if you care to, there are a couple of things happening in that regard. You can speak about that as Black History Month comes our way. because killing unarmed black people, I thought the George Floyd would have tempered, you know, the aggression, but it seems as if it's not, I'll just write and say, it has not tempered the aggression, because these guys are caught in cameras and this pill, they're indoctrinated. Something is amiss. But like I said, we can speak about that. I surely hear something about the saga over there with Nevis as well, where politics is still raising its ugly head. And as usual, we try to put a limit on this since she's on the ground. But I'll go ahead and say good morning to her. Good morning, good morning, good morning. So I think we would have taken up our 15 minutes where we would just do our house cleaning and our bulletin. So I think at this time, I just go ahead and say good morning to Mertris. I see. Okay, her hands is up. So we just go ahead and say good morning to Mertris. And I'm sure she's going to tell us about Mama Bubsy and her wonderful weather over there in New York City. Remember, New York is so big, they have to name it twice. New York, New York. Good morning, Mertris. How are you?
Good morning, Ivor. Not doing too bad. Link.
Yes, and I don't know, online with us too, who wants to get in early as well. So when you're finished, we're going to bring him on at the same time. So go in, send your greetings, and let us know what's happening your way.
Good morning to one and all. It's a beautiful sunny Saturday. The only thing, it's very cold, 39 degrees here in New York City. So I'm enjoying the sunshine, even though I'm not feeling it like you will be feeling it, or those in the Caribbean feeling it. It's hot, hot, hot. But I'm not complaining. Mother Bob, she's doing okay, a little better than before. And so we give God thanks for that. And today, you know, we just go along with it and be blessed and be thankful. So how are you and the family?
I'm doing okay. A little bit of sweet day, as we're going to memorialize a compatriot, Mr. Boswell Buthu Jeffers Lescott. So I'm in the neck of the woods and in South Florida. But like I said, it's okay. Cool day, but nothing to complain about, because it's 31 degrees in Georgia, in Atlanta, and I'm happy to be here this time to be at.
I know.
So
you ran away from the cold.
Yes.
So that's good.
Yeah, to get some vitamin D, to get some sunshine. But we have sunshine here on the Saturday morning show, so I was not without sunshine for the past the Saturdays. And again, I'm going to try to, you know, it's cloudy here, I'm going to make sure some sunshine gets into the hearts and homes of the followers. But we have Cardinal online. Did you say good morning to Leanne? I don't remember you. Yeah, I'm cutting you off before you were finished.
I said good morning, Leanne. Good morning, Dennis. Hi, Cardinal. How are you today?
I am well, Mertris, and good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. Thank God for life.
I always knew you were pretty, so you didn't have to remind me of that. You might have to remind Ivor. He gets kind of, some kind of blind at that time.
Oh, please. I'm blushing already. Thank you.
Morning, Leon. Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, Dennis, if you're on. Ivor, I want to remind you that today, January 28th, is the 38th anniversary of one of the greatest musical pieces ever recorded by a kind of a super group that was assembled. And you remember who was in this group? It was led by Quincy Jones, Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie. Super group of men.
Yes,
and they recorded
right,
this song, We Are the World, January 28th. 1985. So today is the 38th anniversary. Hopefully you can make that piece a part of your inspirational hour. Maybe you should start the International Hour with that.
I have that queued up. How did you know that?
Oh, you have them queued up.
Mm-hmm. Morning, Cardinal, and morning, Mercury.
Good morning, Leon, and how are you?
All right, I'm good. Good sunshine
okay.
in my neck of the woods.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, the sun is shining
just
through my window. Mm-hmm. And Cardinal, how are you, sir?
I'm well. And let me remind you guys, it's a beautiful, breezy 79 degrees here in the Virgin Islands.
Wow.
It's gorgeous. Yeah.
That's rough. He's
yeah.
so bad. Hey, Ivor, I'd like
yes.
to say, well, I love to say that I have some greetings going out to my family, extended family, close extended family back home in Nevis. You know,
mm-hmm.
my aunt hasn't come back home yet, you know, so she's enjoying and basking in the sunshine and the heat down there, so I'm not jealous of her anyway, but I would like to say good morning to my Aunt Vera, my sister Dolores, all my cousins, Teresa, Gloretta, and my nieces. You know, it's so many of them to call, but they know who they are. But I'm sending warm and freezing cold. I'm mixing up the weather for them so they could have a little taste of what I'm going through. And to my Aunt Cecilia, enjoy yourself there and get some good rest before you come back. Because when you come back, you know, you have to brace this cold and, you know, it's not easy. So good morning to you guys. I love you. And Mom sends her love too. Thanks, Ivor.
Very good. Okay, yes, indeed. So like we said, I think we are the world. That is one song that will be with us forever and a day. Quincy Jones, the mastermind behind the musical portion of it. Michael Jackson, the mastermind behind the lyrics, alongside Lionel Richie. So let's not forget the behind the scenes, but still up front, like the Lindy Lauper, the what's the blind guy named again with the Happy Birthday song, or why his name is leaving me. Anyway, the Ray Charles and all those guys there.
Yeah, that would be Ray Charles.
No, the other one with the Happy Birthday song.
Oh, Stevie.
Stevie
Wonder.
Yeah, Stevie had me wondering there. So, in the background, we have the Weird World. We can still have a conversation.
Yeah.
Nelson, that's the voice. Here we go. Thank you. Yes, indeed. It's true. We make a better world for just you and me. Beautifully done there. And today is the anniversary, as you mind the day, by Cardinal Mills. And Max Jackson went on to say, well, we can heal the world. So he too is conscious that as much as we are the world, there's much to be done to make it a much, much better place. But of course, folks, we're into the inspirational portion, and you know, we always have something for you to inspire you, to make your day, to make your life. So again, folks, 563-999-3693, that will get you in. But in the meantime, you spread the word. Let's head on over to Nevis, because we know, although he had nail-scarred hands, he himself was a carpenter, and Jesus did not put a nail into his hands, but he had the scars to show.
By trade, and even though he was the Son of God, he worked and he went away. And as he ascended, those around him heard him say, I'll prepare a place and come again and take you home today. For 2,000 years he's been working on a place where we will live eternally. Words can't explain, minds can't contain what's waiting there for me. But he holds the world in his hands, and the carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land. You might own the greatest home there is in the land, and the world of goods that you own may be the envy of every man. But all of this will pass away, and the only thing that will stand is what the carpenter from Nazareth has built in glory land. For 2,000 years he's been working on a place where we will live eternally. Words can't explain, minds can't contain what's waiting there for me. This world might hold great mansion, but he holds the world in his hands, and the carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land.
Happened.
question that was burning in my heart. Why Jesus came to save poor sinners such as I. I saw it in the Bible, it was right there from the start. I found the answer when I read His word. I found the answer to the question that was burning in my heart. Why Jesus came to save poor sinners such as I. I saw it in the Bible, it was right there from the start. I found the answer when I read His word. I saw what caused my Lord to walk the shores of Galilee, to heal the sick and raise the dead, cause blind their eyes to Why he fed the hungry crowd that came to listen to his word, and told the fishermen, come follow me. I found the answer to the question that was burning in my heart. Why Jesus came to save poor sinners such as I. I saw it in the Bible, it was right there from the start. I found the answer when I read His word. I saw what made Him bless the little children on that day. What made Him cleanse the leprous man, then watch him dance away. I saw what made Him reach out to the little girl that died, and raise her even as her mother cried. I found the answer to the question was burning in my heart. Why Jesus came to save poor sinners such as I. I saw it in the Bible, it was right there from the start. I found the answer when I read His word. Salvation's plan was settled long before the world began. God's Son would come to earth one day to rescue fallen man. No one else could do it, no one else could take such pain. It was because of His great love for me. I found the answer to the question that was burning in my heart. Why Jesus came to save poor sinners such as I. I saw it in the Bible, it was right there from the start. I found the answer when I read His word. Pierced His hands and sighed. I saw just why He hung His head and died. I found the answer to the question that was burning in my heart. Why Jesus came to save poor sinners such as I. I saw it in the Bible, it was right there from the start. I found the answer I read His word. I found the answer to the question that was burning in my heart. Why Jesus came to save poor sinners such as I. I saw it in the Bible, it was right there from the start. I found the answer.
Brothers out of Nevis. While we're there, I'll say good morning to Mr. Earl Sargent over there. It's about time that you get promoted to Inspector, Mr. Sargent. Good morning.
I have lived a life of sin in this world I'm living in. I have done forbidden things I shouldn't do. I ask a beggar along the way if he could tell me where to stay, where I could find real happiness and love that's true. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine across the river, and you'll never be unhappy again. Follow the footsteps of the King till you hear the voices ring. They'll be singing out the glory of the land. The River Jordan will be near, the sound of trumpets you will hear, and you'll behold the most precious place ever known to man. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine across the river, and you'll never be unhappy again. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine across the river, and you'll never be unhappy again.
Yes, indeed, you will. Oh, no, we can't have that. You will never be unhappy again. And that's the great Jim Reeves. And we all grew up on Jim Reeves. Anytime you would have born, anytime in the 50s or 60s, you would have listened to Jim Reeves. So, take my hand, precious Lord. We are still into the inspirational portion, and we are hoping that you are being inspired.
My way groweth drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. My work is all done, and my race here is run. Let me see by the light thou hast shone. That fair city so bright, where the lamp is the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I'm weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Yes, take my hand and lead me home. That's the late, great Jim Reeves. And folks, we're just moments away from finishing the inspirational portion, but stay with us because you're still going to be inspired along the way. We're here until high noon. I take this time out to say a pleasant good morning to Cecilia Wallace. She's still in Nevis, enjoying San Steve. Sand and beach over there in Nevis. Well, I wish to inform you that the class reunion of 1972, that magazine is now printed and ready for distribution. So folks, you can always get in touch with Cecilia. She's the heavy tool when it comes to the magazine, and it's a lovely one, I was informed. So Cecilia is the one that has the magazines. They've been printed, and it's going to be a keeper. That's what I was told. 50 years ago, the class of 1972 in the Charleston Secondary School had a reunion of sorts and it went off with a bang. We had representation here from Mr. Moulton and the likes, and Cecilia had a real heavy hand in that. She did a lot of heavy lifting. Again, I want to say good morning to her over there in Nevis. Well, folks, when it gets dark, you can just light up the world with your smile. I call it your candle. Let's go light the world.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes it whole. So carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the hopeless, confused and torn, and hold out your candle for all to see. Take your candle and go light your way.
walk without stumbling hair. But I've heard about the city where the streets with gold are paved, and by the grace of God I'm going there. I'm going home. Someday soon, and it won't be long, I'll be singing my last song. I'll be walking on these stones for the last time. Then I'll hear my Savior say, child, come on home to stay. All the splendors up in heaven, they'll be mine. I'm going home. Someday, someday soon, and it won't be long, I'll be singing my last song. I'll be walking on these stones for the last time. Then I'll hear my Savior say, child, come on home to stay. All the splendors up in heaven, they'll be mine. I'm going home.
I'm going home.
I'm going home.
I'm going home.
There's nothing in this world that could make me stay. Oh, I am fixed up. Got my heart all cleaned up. And I'm going to see my Savior someday. Could make me stay. Oh, I am fixed up, got my heart all cleaned up, and I'm going to see my Savior some sweet day. I'm going home,
I'm going home,
I'm going home. There's nothing in this world that could make me stay. Oh, I am fixed up, got my heart all cleaned up, and I'm going to see my Savior.
Yes, indeed, we will meet over there in that great over yonder. Going to meet our Savior someday. You're born, you live, you die. We have an appointment with death, and after that, the resurrection. We shall see you over on the other side. Well, folks, on the other side means that we have come to the end of our inspirational portion, and with that, we are headed into sports. So we want to stand by for that. It's going to be in underwear. Oh, let's say it's going to be brief today, because tomorrow you're going to have it full force when the heavyweights come your way from 6 until 9. And there's going to be on the blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow. Our sister station will bring you sports, sports, and more sports. And I'm going to be bringing you the sports this morning in brief. So stand by.
But down here, just a clink in the armor is enough, enough to lose a friend. Some of the old generals have retired and gone, and the run don't come as it did before. But when the two say so, don't you know the desert is come? We've lost the battle, but yet we will win the war.
Yes, folks, we are going to be rallying around the West Indies, and indeed we are rallying around Caribbean Global Voices. This is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. And folks, here's where it all happens. Early on a Saturday morning, your weekend. Well, folks, West Indies are over there in Zimbabwe, and they're doing well in a warm-up match. But before I get to that, let's just say that New Zealand, they took care of a match. South Africa took care of a match. We'll get back to that, just in case folks want to know. And, of course, you know, the under-19 women, they are in progress. Down in Australia, the quarter-finals in the Big Bash League, that, too, is underway. But we spent some time, a little bit of time here with the West Indies. They're up against the Zimbabwe 11, and, of course, Zimbabwe winning the toss. That's the under the 11, that's it. And they decided they're going to insert the West Indies in to have a knock. But, of course, Captain Craig Brathwaite leading the way. He got a splendid 116, and he went at a good clip. Strike rate of 68.23, so we can't say he just moped around. I mean, are you saying that? If you're a mathematician, you know he will face some 170 balls. That is what matters. To face enough balls to know that you got a good feel of the climate, the pitch, what have you. Not that in the same pitch you can play on for the test match, but nonetheless, the 22-yard strip, that's important. So he was retired, not out. He got his 116, had enough, and came out the wicket. And Tangerine Shana Paul, he had a really good enough score. He received 134 deliveries for his 46. He took his time. He was just running at 34.32. But again, what's important there is that he was the for a while and got himself 134. Well, surprisingly, Wayman Weaver came in at the number three spot, one down, as we call it, and he scored some 23 from 70 balls. So again, he had a good looking with 72 balls. What do we have? Oh, okay. I was wondering who was in the back there. What do we have here now? Yes, like I said, Weaver, he came in at number three, but Bonner is in the team. Normally, our number three batsman came at number four. He didn't last long. He just got four deliveries for his three runs. He went by the LBW route, so I don't know if they're trying to see if he would take the number three spot or they're going to insert Raymond Weaver. Jermaine Blackwood, he's got 27 deliveries for his 17, top three boundaries. But I don't know if that was good enough, long enough for the vice captain to stay. Miles, he got 63 deliveries for his 46. Again, I'm emphasizing on the deliveries because the more deliveries you get, is the better I can say you had enough. Devon Thomas is still there. He came in ahead of Joshua De Silva, and he's not out on 40. He's going at a good clip, to be honest with you. 53 deliveries for his 40. And he has struck some six boundaries so far. The Silver has just gone in. He too is not out. He's a 9 from 20. So he's having a look in. So again, forget the strike rate. We are looking at number of balls faced. Joshua De Silva is taking his time. He's struck one boundary so far in his 9 from 20 deliveries. So presently, West Indies are 313 for 5. And 90 overs has been bowled in the day, so I would imagine, now this is live, I would imagine with 90 overs being bowled in the day, it's a first-class match, by the way, I think they're going to call it a day. So Devon Thomas may eventually end up on 42 not out, and De Silva on 42 not out. Remember, only 11 batsmen can bat, 11 fielders can field, so Watson Chase is not in the setup here. Azawi Joseph, Jason Holder, that's in the batting. We have Moti, we have Kima Roach, we have Shannon Gabriel, and we have Jonel Warwickham. So all these guys are the bowlers left at the back end, and I'm sure you'll see each and every one of them on the field of play having a bowl. So the batsmen who they consider batsmen are kicking a knock, there's no need for them to maybe declare the inning tomorrow, because they can still go on and let their folks have a knock, have a look in. At least Washington Chase is there's an all-rounder. Raymond Weaver is there's an all-rounder, but he got a look in ahead of Chase up the order. But Jason Holder, some folks are thinking that he doesn't belong there. At this time, he's there, so, but he's in the bowl of thumb because they have the two wicket keepers at the wicket at this time. So, there it is, folks. Just in case you care to know, no bowler would have taken more than two wickets. We had the 5 wickets to fall, and a bowler would have taken a wicket each. So we leave it at that. Remember, I said we're going to just have it in brief, and Cardinal would want to say, I'm a little longer than brief. So knowing him, he'll say, no, man, you're bringing it in underwear. Well, let's go to New Zealand and India. New Zealand.
I have to round off the sport. To round off the sport, Sabalenka has won the U.S. Open. We were hoping to see Coco Gauff come through in this one, but I guess she's going to wait her turn to make it her first Grand Slam as a teenager. So Sabalenka has taken it, her first.
Okay.
That's for the Australian Open. Yes.
Okay. In tennis. We go back a little bit to cricket here. We have New Zealand coming up against India in the T20 encounter. New Zealand, of course, would have made some 176 for 6. And the Indians, they were bundled out for, at the end of their 20 overs, they only managed 155 from 9. So, like I say, it's going to be a brief, so we're not going to really go through the individual scores tomorrow for sure. You're going to get all this, so we will not go through that at this time. South Africa, back in the winning ways against England now. They've been battered left for dead in the test matches. And here it is in the ODIs. South Africa scored 298 for 7. That's a good score. And they bundle out England for 271. Thus, they would have won by some 27 runs. So, again, we're not going to go into the individual scores. We're going to leave that for tomorrow on our sister station. So, folks, we're going to end our sports here right about now. This is what we're going to call brief. And we're going to have Cardinal come on in to greet his fans. We're doing it fast and furious as we end January month. So, Cardinal, you will hail your many fans, and we're going to go straight on into birthday, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date, right after you would have finished greeting your special fans.
Of course, of course. Yes, let me just say good morning, first of all, to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, brought to you by Caribbean Global Voices. And like you mentioned earlier, Ivor, the magazine for the class, the CSS class of 1972, is ready for distribution. And, you know, we got our full-page ad in that magazine, hoping that, you know, many of our fans will look at and say that's a beautiful ad put together by the staff of the entertainment show and Caribbean Global Voices. And
be careful what you say, because Cecilia says she's listening up, and she's like Mr. Cole, Teacher Headmaster Cole, and Teacher Richards. She has a strap in her hand, so be mindful of what you're saying. Just
yes, and I am in touch with Cecilia, and I as I understand what she's saying, she's having a grand time over there in Nevis. Take your time, girl. It's your sunshine. You don't have to go back to the cold. Suck up as much of it as possible. Yes, I know she's having a great time.
I don't really like that. I mean, you're supposed to have a grand time up in heaven. How she's having a grand time over in Nevis?
Well, you can call that heaven. You can call that heaven if you want and go.
Hey, you never know.
So, if you want, whatever. So, and we have to say thank you for Cecilia for her assistance in shaping our ads. And I got to say congratulations to all the members of the class of 72. And Cecilia has gone forward. She's even gone forward to set up a kind of chat list. So now I'm getting in touch with a lot of people whom I have not seen in years. Those who didn't make it to the reunion, like myself, you know, we are getting in touch with each other, and, you know, after so many years of not hearing, because, you know, we traveled all over the world for one thing and get involved in all sorts of different things that we couldn't find the time. So this reunion was actually a mammoth event for most of us. Cecilia continued to go forward in making sure that we stay in touch with each other. So that's a great affair. And I would like to congratulate her on her efforts and thank her profusely for the thoughts and efforts that she has put into it. On a little different note, I want to say, condolences to the family of Boswell Buttu Lescott. We know him as Buttu Jeffers. And I also want to say send my condolences to the Joseph family and the Glasgow family out of Brickhill. If those of you who remember Millicent, she lost her husband on Sunday, and she has just buried one of her sons less than 6 weeks ago. So, you know, this is a crushing blow for this family. I want to convey all my condolences to them. You know, you guys who know Verdon and Lindis up in New York, Civil over in Florida, you know, and all the rest. It's a big family. And all the rest of the family there, I convey my condolences. And with that said, let me say good morning to all the fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, including those who are in the call, because we welcome you here, because we've always got sunshine. Let me say good morning to the people up in New York, Mertris, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Babson Nisley. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on over to St. Martin, where I'm going to say good morning to Alva. I'm wondering if the party has stopped yet. That has stopped has begun, because they never stop. Good morning, Alma. Good morning, Carlos. My good man, Carlos, over there in St. Martin, and all the friends that we got there. I'm going over to St. Kitts. I'm going to say good morning to Lynette in St. Kitts. And if you see Lynette is avoiding us, it is because of the harassment of Ivor and his little game that she wants to put Lynette on the spot with his little political game. So don't mind that, Lynette. Come on in. You don't need to be afraid of him. Come on in. Say your good morning. Give us your laugh. Wake up the dead. Whatever you do best. Good morning to you, Lynette. Glad to have you around. I'm going to go on over to Nevis, where I'm going to say good morning to fans over there. Mr. Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Vision, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Welcome. Join us. Glad to have you join us and hope that you have a great day. We heard that it's good sunshine. It's wonderful sunshine, sunshiny day here. 79 breezy here in the Virgin Islands. I'm supposed that it's going to be same over there in the rest of the Caribbean. I'm going to go on over to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel. And I'm wondering how Omel is doing with the affairs of the Premier League. Well, I'm sure she's going to tell us. And especially if she got a thorn to stick in the side of the Chelsea fans, and that includes Leon. Good morning to you, Umel. Hope that you're having a great day with us and are enjoying our sunshine here. And let me move across the channel to talk to the people in Fort Lauderdale. They're getting a little bit of it. They're a little warmer than the people up north. But they can still do well with our sunshine. And Audley, Audley is the smarter one. Even though David doesn't like it, Audley comes to South Florida to soak up the sun. Good morning, Audley. I know you must be listening to us, so good morning to you. And good morning to Elimat, King Elimat, that is. Hoping that the brother is doing. Even if it's dark, we've got a sunshiny day here. Good morning to Marvel Jones, my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, a little brother, Malik, and sister Tanaya. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on up to Georgia. Oh, no. I'm going to go down to the southwest of Miami. Marches wouldn't be happy about it if I slipped on Cutler. And Cutler has been really diligent in calling us and giving us his entertainment session. Good morning, Cutler. That is Jerome Cutler Richardson. Comes to you that way by way of Sandy Point. Hoping that the brother is doing well and we keep, he keeps smiling and repeating the kind of things that Cutler says. For where he is, we should bring Cutler on and let him share his tidbits and with the fans. Then they will understand who Cutler is. Good morning, Cutler. I'm going to go on up to Georgia where I'm going to say good morning to Monique Yvette Barber. And so far they're doing fine, but like Ivor says, it's 31 over there. So we know we are happy to see the sunshine here with you on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Have a great boy. And I'm going to say finally good morning to my dear sister Yvonne over there in Melbourne. And I know she is, wherever she is, having a great time. I am going to finally say good morning to the entertainment, I should say, the inspirational section's greatest fan, Kathleen, is out on the, out about on the job this morning. Good morning, Kathleen. Hope you're tuning in and you're listening to the Sunshine Hour here on the Saturday morning. That said, good morning once again to all fans, friends, and supporters. Have a great day. Stay with us, because I will get a good show for you.
All I ever asked, man, redemption song. The Doe Brothers with a full cardinal this morning. I am redeemed. And now Bob Marley's sing, we sing the redemption song. But what do we know? Oh, man, look who would have just got dropped. I was just going to bring her on in. So let's get back here. So she got dropped. Let's see. Okay, well, folks, sorry about that. We have with us here Miss Lynette from over there in St. Kitts and Nevis. We're going to just have you say a quick hi and hello because we need to get through with the birthdays. And we can have a nice little wrap between the end of the birthday and when the Antigua Care comes aboard. So, good morning, Lynette. Where did you go again? She keep dropping. Okay, she keep dropping over here. That's her number, that 954 number.
Thank you.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and get some music in the background here while we try to... DOG because I can hear some barking in the back there. Good morning, good morning. How are you doing?
Hello, good morning. I'm well. I'm very well, actually. Praise the Lord.
Very well. Okay, well.
Yep.
So you...
There's some pounding you're hearing from all the way over the other neighbor pounding, you know? Wow.
What? Who getting hammering? What's going on there?
That's the neighbor over there working on his house. That's the noise you're hearing. No dog barking.
How can you stay in the house and know what the hammering is all about, Lynette? Come on. Well, it's a good thing I can read that. Cardinal, just text that to me.
Cardinal, to come on because you're harassing me. Now. Hello, Cardinal. How was your week? My week was good. I laughed all week.
Good morning.
After the last week's session, I laughed all week. Morning,
Cameron. Well. I'm well. I didn't hear you say what the hammering was all about. I know you said you heard hammering. Why is he getting you to say that you said what the hammering was all about? I didn't hear that.
Ignore the noise.
Now I'm wondering if you said what the hammering was about and I missed it, because I would have liked to know too.
Oh no, I didn't.
Yeah, but somehow I've heard you say what the hammering was about.
Okay, what you know, me say, we're not responsible for what he hear. So we leave that one alone.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's all I want to hear.
Who's getting
thank
pounded.
You, thank you,
that's all I am. If you don't know, just say you don't know. That's all he said. I know when you hammer, you pound something. That's all I ask. I'm not the sharpest pencil in the box. I'm just here for the entertainment. That's all I say.
Okay.
Much is telling me all these things, and I can only read what Much is saying. Much is wanting to know where the hammer gone. That's all she said.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, Mertrice is there. Well, let me say morning to Mertrice, a special morning to Mertrice, and a special morning to Kathleen, because I did forget the last week. I got so entangled with all this story going on. And I know quite a bit of people called me about it, so I got carried away, and I did not say good morning. So I'm making sure I say good morning this morning.
Okay. Well, okay.
Good morning.
I want you to say good morning.
Find yourself.
Oh. Right, much before
what did
I
you
ask
talk?
This question. I have a question to ask.
Why just repeat? Repeat, much so you hear.
Somewhere up in Lavandy, many years ago, a man had a hammer, used to follow him to and fro. He used to use it to pong a pan, or sometimes a stupid man, all in the savannah, never miss panorama. One day the old hammer just disappeared, oh, some say that it vanished into the air. Away the man with the hammer gone.
Why are you laughing?
Mertrice, tell him to see I've got the hammer over in Evis.
Okay. Hey.
We'll get to that. But anyway, say good morning, because Hannah wanted to be with the birthday hour, so we don't have to do that at the 11 o'clock hour, and the Antigua Care, they are standing by. So,
okay, and well, I didn't say good morning to Leon and Dennis. Morning to all you guys. We have nice weather. It's sunny, but they have nice chilly breeze, which is good. We're good.
Okay, well, they would have heard you with good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, Dennis is telling you good morning. Can you hear?
Good morning to you, Lynette.
Yes, I heard. Yes, morning, Dennis. Right. Morning.
Yes.
Oh, Dennis.
So good morning to you, Mertrice.
Morning. Saturday morning to you.
Oh, of course.
Well, Dennis is the one who is responsible for all in the place, you know. Hey.
The best entertainment show on a Saturday morning.
There you go.
well, I've been going to the hospital to visit an old friend, and there's a lot of people sick. Oh my goodness! So we better laugh. We better laugh. I'm telling you. When I go there,
people,
I'm amazed.
A lot of people.
A lot of people are sick and dying, and people under 50 are dying. I mean, that's young. I mean,
but it's God.
I went there Wednesday, and there was a young lady who came in, and I went back there yesterday, and I saw her bed empty, and I asked my friend, "What happened to the girl lady over there?" And when she told me she died, I just couldn't contain myself. I said, "Look, I gotta go home." I had one headache. I couldn't believe it. A young girl. They brought her in there in her high heel, her stockings, and her uniform where she worked. Wow.
That's sad.
Yeah, very sad. May her soul rest in peace. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't really know her personally, but I was there when they brought her and had opportunity to speak to her, but I'm so sorry I didn't get an opportunity to tell her that she needs to fix her life with the Lord. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, I got a little overwhelmed yesterday, but hope she did. We pray.
Okay. We'll get back to some of that. We want to get through with this, but because We Are the World is making an anniversary today as well, and Shokan is going to tell us about that.
Okay.
Yes. This is January 28th. We are coming close to the end of January, the first month of 2023 and the first month of every year that's going to come after or ever went before. And I first want to say that I spent this week celebrating the birthday of my mother, who was born on January 24th and would have made 101 had she lived beyond, at least up to that time. So I remember her with fondness and the legacy which she left me. So I did have to stop and say happy 101st birthday. Today is, as I said, January 28th. Here are the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes with the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Today is the birthday of Australian Mountain Nobel. Out of England, we have Herbert Strudwick, David Sid Lawrence, Hopper Reed. Out of New Zealand, Henry Foley. Out of Pakistan, Asad Shafiq. Out of India, Shefali Verma. Out of Nigeria, Daniel Ejikon. Out of Saudi Arabia, Hasib Kafour. Out of Nepal, Bhuvan Kaki. Out of... it's also the birthday of King Tubby, a Jamaican sound engineer and record producer. He died in 1989. Radio host, Good Morning Jojo Maluma. Rick Ross, a rapper, Maluma, reggaeton singer, movie actor Elijah Wood. For those of you who watch Lord of the Rings, you would know who he is. Basketball player Andre Iguodala, who is 39 today. TV actor Alan Alda from the movie MASH. Whoever watched the MASH series would know who that is. And it is the birthday of King Henry VII. Not this one. I don't know what number we give this one, but this is the birthday of King Henry VII, 1457 to 1509. Yeah. It is also the birthday of Gianluigi Buffon, the Italian football player and goalkeeper. He's 45. Of Carlos Slim, he's a Mexican businessman, once held the position of being the richest man in the world. I think it's somewhere between 2010 and 2013. John Banner, out of Hogan's Heroes. Those of you who watch the series will know who that is. Jessica Ennis-Hill, a British retired track and field athlete. She's 37. Greg Popovich, the NBA coach, he's 74. Charles Taylor, the former president of Nigeria, he's 75. Nick Price, the former Zimbabwean professional golfer, he's 66. Creflo Dollar, the American heavyweight televangelist and pastor of the, you know, the champion of what they call it? The champion of the prosperity gospel. Mr. Creflo Dollar, what a name for a man. Rick Warren, American pastor and author. The purpose is the purpose-driven life. That's his seminal work. American Amy Comey Barrett, the U.S. Supreme Court Justice, she's 51. In 1547, 9-year-old Edward VI succeeds Henry VIII as King of England. That's that Henry who had all them wives and killed some to get some. Man, that's a Henry boy. In 1624, Sir Thomas Warner establishes or founds the first English colony in the Caribbean on St. Kitts. In 1671, Welsh pirate Henry Morgan, another Henry, captures Panama City from its Spanish defenders. Wow. In 1754, Horace Walpole, in a letter to Horace Mann, coins the word serendipity. In 1855, the first locomotive runs from the Atlantic to the Pacific Ocean on the Panama Railway. In 1878, George Coy Herrick Frost and Walter Lewis opened the first commercial telephone exchange in New Haven, Connecticut. In 1887, England is all out for 45 against Australia at the Sydney Cricket Ground, their lowest total ever. In 1915, the first U.S. ship lost in World War II, it was the William P. Fry, was carrying wheat to the U.K. In 1915, the United States Coast Guard is created by merging the U.S. Life Saving Service and the U.S. Revenue Cutter Service. Also in 1915, the German colony of Cameroon surrenders to Britain and France, a team up, two team up against one, all the Europeans at war. In 1932, over African resources. Boy, what a story. In 1932, the first U.S. State Employment Insurance Act is enacted in Wisconsin. 1934, Iceland becomes the first Western country to legalize abortion. In 1942, Soviet troops under General Timoshenko's troops move into the Ukraine. Sound familiar? We have that. In 1948, President Manuel Rojas granted full amnesty to all so-called Philippine collaborators. In 1949, the New York Giants signed their first black player, Monty Irving and Ford Smith. In 1969, the NFL draft, O.J. Simpson from USC, the first pick by the Buffalo Bills. O.J. Simpson is a big name you would know in football fame and the famed defendant in what was called the trial of the century. In 1972, Oral Roberts University basketball player Eddie Woods grabs 30 rebounds for his second consecutive game. In 1976, Indian cricketer E.A.S. Prasanna, Irapalli Prasanna, takes 8 for 76 to rip through New Zealand at Eden Park in Auckland. In 1982, Italian police rescue U.S. Brigadier General James Dosia, who was held hostage for 6 weeks by the Red Brigade of Padua, Italy. In 1985, the single We Are the World, recorded by the supergroup USA for Africa, featuring people like Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, Quincy Jones, Richard, Stevie Wonder. You remember the group? So today is the 38th anniversary of that recording. In 1986, the Space Challenger explodes 73 seconds after liftoff from Cape Canaveral and kills all 7 crew members. On that flight, with a young lady, by a teacher who was supposed to be the first civilian in space, a teacher by the name of Krista McAuliffe. And in 2011, hundreds of thousands of protesters kill the Egyptian chief against the regime of Hosni Mubarak, and demonstrations that were referred to as the Friday of Anger. Now, a couple of more notes. In 1792, African people in Santo Domingo staged a rebellion against the enslavement. For those of you who think that African people were just sitting by waiting for white people to give them their freedom, not so. Because you remember in 1791, saw the emergence of the Haitian Revolution. And by January 20th, 1792, that revolution had taken hold in the neighboring Spanish occupation, Santo Domingo. In the 1863, saw the birth of Jose Marti, the Cuban poet and journalist, and who is also called the Apostle of the Cuban Revolution. You remember that song, Guantanamera? All of us who grew up in the 70s were good to know that, because when you get to Spanish class, they try to play it for you, hoping you that the lovely music would encourage you to learn Spanish. I am a sincere man from the Isle of the Palm. Okay. In 1881, the death of Theodore Dostoevsky. And why am I calling Theodore Dostoevsky? Because he was the one who said you can determine the civility of a society by the condition of its prisons. In 1921, Albert Einstein shocks the intellectual community of Berlin. You know, Berlin was considered the most highly developed industrial country at the time, should say Germany. Albert Einstein, he was considered to have the brightest people in the world. And Albert Einstein shocked the intellectual community in Berlin by suggesting the possibility of measuring the universe. I can't understand why they shocked, because these people came up with the idea that they could measure human intelligence as well. So, in 1933, Chowdhury Rahmat Ali coined the name Pakistan, which was accepted by the Muslim community in India, and which was the rallying call to push for a separate Muslim state, which we know now as the state of Pakistan. In 1941, French forces under Charles de Gaulle pillaged southern Libya. Again, the Europeans that are at it, smoking out African people from their resources. In 1970, Israeli fighter jets bombed the residential areas in Cairo, that's in Egypt, and nobody has ever said the word crimes against humanity, genocide, Holocaust, or racism. In 1986, the Space Shuttle Challenger, I got you that one already. And in 1985, I got to repeat the assembling of the We Are the World super musical group. And in 2021, January 28, 2021, was the passing of pioneer actress Cicely Tyson, a lady who in her movies demonstrated the strength of black women over the years. She died at the age of 96. Those are your anniversaries, birthdays, and historical notes for today, January 28, 2020. Back to you, Ira.
If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and for me. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Well, we know two persons who are caring, who cares enough for the dying, and they are caring for the living. We have Debbie and Dawn of the Antigua Cares, and they are with us this morning. It's going to be the last Saturday of the month of January, so I know they're going to go out with a full bang this morning. Welcome to your Saturday morning entertainment show, Caribbean Global Voices. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Saturday. Happy Saturday to the Cricket Show, to the gentlemen. On the Cricket Show, we thank you for having us on every Saturday morning. This is Debbie. Dawn will not be on this morning. I think she's just getting word that her mom has been sent to the hospital, so we are offering up prayers for her this morning. So she's trying to find out what's going on in Antigua, because she's here in Kansas City, and they are in Antigua. So let's offer up a prayer for her, her family, her mom, and that God's will be done and everything becomes so peaceful that they don't even recognize that there was a storm that they were passing through. So this is Debbie on behalf of Antigua and Barbuda Cares, and we reach out to all Antiguans and Barbudans. And once again, I just want to pray for Antigua and Barbuda that after the election, everybody seemed to be in this angsty mood and still related to commentaries, negative commentaries. Let's move forward. Let's move forward as the nation that we are. Let's move forward as the nation that God created us to be. Let's move forward hand in hand. Let's move forward bipartisanly and know that if we work together collectively, that we can build a cohesive plan for all Antiguans and Barbudans and not just some and the other. So this morning, my word this morning, as much as I would like to say that we need items, we need this, we need that for Antigua, I think my word for this morning is that let's all come together and pray for our nation. Let's all come together and offer up ourselves in terms of helping in one way or the other, whatever our expertise are, if it's counseling, if it's building, if it's offering a word of advice, whatever it is, let's create a mosaic of positive reinforcement for all, not just some, not red, not blue, not green, not purple, not yellow, but for all of our Antiguans and Barbudans, because we can do this, we can do this, we can do this. So this morning, just want to thank you guys for having us on. Next week, I'm sure we'll be able to have outline our plans. Once again, Dawn is not going to be on this morning, but just wanted to come on and say thank you for having us on. Thank you for helping us to build a better Antigua and Barbuda. Thank you for always having the airways open that we can offer positive reinforcement. My name is Debbie Simon Campbell. I'm part of Antigua and Barbuda Care. I do care about Antigua and Barbuda. We have 365 beautiful beaches. People go down. People have such a good time. They come back and they can speak how well Antigua is. Let us Antiguans now confirm the rhetoric that we can do better. From what I'm understanding, we have 800 people traveling to Antigua and Barbuda today, getting off of planes that's going to catch a ship or a boat from there to go around wherever they're going to and go back to Antigua and Barbuda. We're coming on the map. We're getting on the map, and let's use ourselves wisely. I can be reached for any further information at Debbie Campbell, NYC, DebbyCampbellNYC at AOL.com. My telephone number is 845-820-6598. And I also like to pray for the parents of the young man who got killed 2 weeks ago. Saw the videotape with his mom yesterday, and my heart goes out to her. And so let's all pray that wherever we are in the world, that we are doing good, we are doing better, we can rise above all the adversities that is set before us, because God did not let us up down, so let us not let each other down. Let each other down. Thank you, and have a great day.
Yeah, we want to thank you for that, as usual. And we are praying for Dawn in her, I don't want to say calamity, because God has never made a mistake. Whatever it is she's going through, we are with her. Our prayers are going up. Hopefully some blessings will come down. And you only have one mother. And she, all of us going to pass this way once. So if she can pray for Antigon, I know she's really doubling her efforts to care for her mom. So we have no doubt about what she's doing, because on here, Antigua Care, they care for people who they don't even know. And I would imagine what she's going through, trying to really do the best for her mom. But God is the physician that can heal, and he can make us survive. He can put us in a better space. So I'm sure Leon is going to put her on his prayer list as well, the mom, and all of those who are concerned about her health at this time. So, well, we have Cardinal, and let's see if Dennis will be able to just send you home. Dennis, you're with us.
Yes, Ivor. It is a pleasure to once again thank Debbie and Dawn, and of course the Antigua Barbuda Care, for their long and hard work, the concern they show for those who are in need, and of course, without self or thinking about themselves, they always come forward to help those in need. To those who are out there listening, we hope that you will find it in your heart to dig as deep as you can and help in whatever way you can, whether it's monetary, whether it's material in terms of clothes, clothing, books, or food. These will be welcomed by the Antigua Barbuda Care. Once again, thank you all for listening. And, of course, we implore you to dig deep and assist those who are in need. Thank you again, Debbie and Dawn, and, of course, the Antigua Barbuda Care, for your great concerns for those who are in need. Back to you, Ivor.
Yes, and of course, we'll be having them starting in the February month, Black History Month, and they'll be coming on stronger than ever, so we urge your support to double the efforts in the Black History Month. They'll be here at 10:45 in the morning. So with that, we're going to wish that the rest of the day be the best of your day, Debbie. Thanks, as usual,
thanks
for coming through.
You're welcome. We'll cry happy tears, so the nations turn their swords into plowshares. We could really get there if you cared enough to live in, make a little space to make a better place. Feel the world, make it a better place.
Yes, folks, heal the world. And as Debbie would have said, praying for peace to continue over there in Antigua and Barbuda now that the elections are over. And so, too, we are hoping for peace over there in Nevis in particular. And I dare say maybe Saint Kitts and Nevis. Well, folks, we are just about at the top of the hour. And at this time, you know, we usually have our open line type, but Candle has got his usual commentary for us before we swing into other matters. This is your Saturday morning entertainment show. Of course, Cabin Global Voices is being recognized for doing so. Again, it's going to be the last of January of the show, so we are going to use this last hour to really swing things on the upside and not on the downside. You heard it a moment ago that the greatest Saturday morning show on earth, and the earth is not a small place, you know. So I take that any day and twice in a Saturday. So, Colonel, give us your commentary. We know a lot of shenanigans has been going on with these KKKs in uniform. I mean, that's my opinion. And remember, opinion does not necessarily have to be factual or knowledgeable. You don't have to really know anything to form an opinion. And I'm not one to ask another person for my opinion. In my opinion, we have people not withstanding are wearing the badges and tied behind the uniform. You'll have your own say. I don't know if you're going to take off to that, but, you know, our headlines here would have spoken about, let me jump the gun here, over in Memphis, Tennessee, you know, we would have heard of these police officers, all five of them, they were terminated, as a matter of fact, because there was a video footage that was captured when they would have beat, you know, this guy, Tyree Nichols. That was done on January 7th this year. And folks, be reminded, this year means it would have happened after George Floyd's death that was captured and wreaked so much havoc across these United States. But even closer at home, right here in Hialeah, we had two young officers in their 20s, as a matter of fact. They thought it best to take a homeless, illiterate man in handcuffs and take him to some isolated place there and beat the heck out of this guy. Thank God he wasn't killed, but he made his way, you know, in the presence of the police officer. And that police officer, just as bad as these guys, this third officer, he wanted this battered and bruised man to sign an affidavit to say that he was drunk and the police officers did not beat him. I mean, what is this world coming to when the persons who swear an oath to protect us can behave in such callous manner? I think they're found wanting. And these are only that are captured on video. Could we just imagine what goes uncaptured? But anyway, Colonel, it's our show, and I'm going to say it is your show. As long as you keep things within broadcast standard, you are very welcome. 563-999-3693. But we're going to make way for Cardinal's commentary at this time. Come on in, Cardinal. Mr. Mills, we are not hearing you. Let's see if he was dropped. No?
Okay. You got me now?
Loud and clear.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you use it, officers who swear an oath, because it takes me right back to where I want to begin. That is, people who swore an oath to recognize the equality of all human beings and arrange or develop a society that recognized and protected those rights of all human beings as endowed by the Creator. We know that in
in spite of squaring that oath, the protection of human rights, the recognition of the human identity of people of African ancestry, people of indigenous American ancestry, people of indigenous Caribbean ancestry, those rights were never recognized. And that is the foundation of what we have today. A system or a machinery was set up and put in place to ensure the perpetual and continued dehumanization of a people. Now, a few weeks ago, we started a discussion about whether or not the people who put this machinery in place and have preserved it should be able to offer an apology that we should accept. And you would remember, if you remember clearly, my position was dead set against that. Because why would you apologize for the injuries of a system that was still in operation? Now, with that said, let me say, in 2020, we heard with the unscripted murder of George Floyd by police officers, something that we all saw, we heard that this was going to be a turnaround. A lot of people believed that with this exposure, there was going to be a turnaround in the practices, police activity, particularly as it comes to administering the affairs of people of African ancestry in America. A lot of people didn't believe what happened to Michael Brown, because the police officer in that case was not even indicted. You got back to 2012, there was Trayvon Martin. And then Tamir Rice, a 14-year-old, Breonna Taylor. And all of these practices, as far as I'm concerned, all of these incidents are connected to the origin, I should say, the original practice of invading the continent of Africa, kidnapping its people, destroying its culture, destroying its society, transporting its people across the Atlantic to be used as instruments of labor and items of commerce to produce the wealth of the people who put that system in place. So my question was, why should we accept an apology for the evils of that system when it was still in operation? Now, this incident that occurred in Tennessee supports two of my presentments. One is that there's a system in operation that facilitates the dehumanization of African people. And nowadays, they use the term, a lot of people using the term people of color or the black and brown people, because it's happening all over the world. And secondly, at this stage of our development, there are more people within the black collective who are disposed to support and pledge their allegiance to white supremacy than any time in history. That is a sad note. And so my question would be, would this ever come to an end? Would we ever see a day when this does not happen anymore? I mean, as a people, I think we have the capacity. God did not create us with lesser intelligence than anybody else. But somehow, some people have been able to convince some of us that we are of lesser intelligence and consciousness. But I know that God did not create us with any lesser intelligence than anybody else, which means that we have the capacity to make this happen, to make this stop. African people have not been in the business of waiting for Europeans to tell them when they are free or when they could be free. They have always tried to defend the entitlement of their humanhood, their respect, their dignity, their life, their resources, always. Always. They have been accommodating to people who have in turn, to European people, who have in turn treated their respect with indignity. Like Bob Marley say, hate is your reward for our love. You're telling us of your God above. Okay? So, once we feel this, and we have not exercised the intelligence that the Creator endowed us with to protect ourselves against this onslaught that has been happening over a period spanning the last 600 years, if we do not rely on our God-given intelligence to stop this, it will never stop, because it's not going to stop on its own. Because you know what? It benefits a small group of people. That's my thought.
Yeah, we want to thank you for that. Bit of commentary there, but folks, you can join the conversation 563-999-3693. Anyone wish to contribute to what Karna would have said, they're free to do so. They can rebut as well, add, subtract, or endorse. It does matter, but you are indeed in tune to the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show coming to you your way. Caribbean Global Voices, that's a CGV, Caribbean Global Voices. And of course, we're here every Saturday for full 3 hours, 9 until 12, and until 1 Eastern Standard Time. So folks, we are into where we have an open line type. We were in discussion with Lynette over there in Thinkit. We had an election over Nevis on December 12th, and we still seem not to have settled. Maybe the dust itself have not been settled, because here it is. This is my plight, and you can feel free to join in it, but, you know, I always put our roving reporter over there in the Leeward Islands. I think it's Nevis in particular on the spot. I asked the easy question. Panel have a way to be asking her these hard questions. Sometimes you have to run to the rock for rescue. So it's simple as usual, and I'll answer a few questions. The NRP would have won 2 seats. In other words, they would have gained a seat from the previous election. It so happens that the leader of the party would have won her seat. That is in the name of Dr. Janice Daniel-Hadd, and she is the daughter of the late Sir Dr. Simon Daniel, former Premier, and of course Minister of Finance in the federal government. By the way, he is one of the national heroes. That's her father. So, not to say she's reigning on his fame, but classic. She's Daniel. She's his daughter. So she would have brought up with some degree of politics. You would have said it. I have knowledge of that. A lot of us are cognizant of that fact. So you have to be in it to win it. And she decided, I will go into it, run a successful campaign as far as she's concerned, because
She won a seat that NRP would not have won. So she was the leader. She is the leader. And at the time when she became leader, you can delegate and designate. People were asking her to choose a safe seat that NRP has never lost. That is number 5. That is the St. Thomas's area. They've never lost there. It's strong NRP stronghold. And she says, no, I'm going to go and try to win a seat that NRP has not won, ever since they would have lost it. So she took on the deputy premier, who they said may have been the most hard-working person in the CCM setup. And by all means, would have done a lot for his constituency. Built quite a lot of homes. They would do a lot of stuff over there. So I would give him kudos for that. And she decided, I'm going to take it on, take him on, because that is the constituency where he lives. So she didn't run away from fighting an uphill battle. Now, to make matters even worse, in August 5th, there was a federal election, and she ran against the same gentleman. And she was beaten, left for dead in that race. Months after, she had a chance to get out of it. And if you want to become the premier of Nevis, the best thing to do was to go into a safe seat, win your seat, because if you don't win and your party win, you're still not going to be the premier. So kudos for her for going where others failed to trod. And she decided, we have a momentum. The NRP is in a place to win. But for me to win, I have to win my seat. For NRP to win, I have to win my seat. She did that. Well, let's roll back the time. How did she become leader of the NRP party? Well, every 2 years they have a convention. She decided to contest the elections of that for premiership, for leadership of the party. And the one other name that came up against her were Cleone Shapleton Simmons. Now, bear in mind, let me give a footnote to Miss Simmons. She spent 2 years plus in the local Nevis Island administration on the opposition benches, all because, again, another safe seat, and the safe seat that I'm talking about, was handed over to her by the former premier, Mr. Powell. So, here it is. We have some background noise. Put it up.
Welcome back to Voice of the People on Observer Radio, 91.1 FM, Paul and friends. We're in the house. And don't forget the DNA Nursery.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. So here is it. A safe seat was handed over to her by Mr. Parry. Mr. Parry was the leader of the party that time, and in fact, the outgoing leader, because if you're handing over your seat, I guess it was just fitting that he would hand over the leadership. So he would have done that, and Mr. Hector would have taken over the leadership of the party. But Mr. Hector did not win his seat. So the lone representative would have been Cleone Tableton Simmons. Now, remember I said, contested the leadership of the party, and she came in second, meaning Janice Daniel Hodge would have become the leader. It is my understanding that on August 5th, general elections, she did not quite support the leader. I think because federal election, a portion of her district would have been at play in that Dr. Daniel Hodge would have had to win in her district, that's in the St. James area, and district number 5 consists of Cleone Stapleton constituency. I understand she did not assist. And that is just my understanding. I'm not stating a fact. Some people say there are voice notes out there where she would have said, I'm going to spoil my ballot when she voted. I don't think such thing would have happened. and she would have said there are voice notes where she would call other people to say not to support the leader because she was running in a party. In effect, she thought she would have been the one. But the NRP Constitution says as long as you are the holder of either federal seat or a local seat, you will not contest another election. Because in other words, they are not having any one individual serve in the federal government or the federal parliament along at the same time with the NEDs. So she already was ruled out by their constitution because she was already in opposition on the NEDs. So there was no need for her to even think about contesting. Now, the problem would have come if Dr. Daniel Hodge would have won the federal seat. It would have ruled her out also of contesting for the NEDs. But let me back up. Is that that it would have not allowed her to run? If she would have won, she would have to give up one of them. I think that's the way it is written. So let me backtrack and say that she didn't have any chance of running. Yes, she had a chance of running, but he was of the view that if you won, you're not going to serve in the two, so there'll have to be a by-election for one of them. That's the NRP Constitution. Now, here comes the first sitting of Parliament where they're going to be swearing in the elected members and senators, speakers, and the likes. So that happened about a week and a half ago. And to my surprise, I'm not as astute as one may think, but dummy me would have picked up that when they swore in the speaker, swore in the premier and his entourage on the government side, when it came to the opposition, Dr. Daniel Hodge was sworn in as a member of the opposition. Ms. Cleone Stapleton was sworn in as an opposition member. And then there were no opposition senator. When the Constitution clearly states, if you're having more than one person in opposition elected, you're due to get a senator and you're due to announce a leader of the opposition. No such thing happened. And then I would have heard it on a radio station where notes start flying around, and I did call. And I'm saying something is wrong. I made it my business to call the chairman of the NRP, that's Mr. Daniel, hence the Daniel. And we had him on air last year, and he would have said a few things without going outside the box. But it has come now where, my understanding, that this impasse is only happening because the same senator, the same Cleone Stapleton Simmons, who is the deputy leader of the party, is refusing, and as a matter of fact went on to send a letter to the governor saying, I am not in support of having my leader as the leader of the opposition of the party, thus stalling her being named, like I said, when they had the parliament, as the leader of the opposition, thus she getting the chance to name a senator. But here is the catch. The deputy is demanding to the leader, he said, listen, I'm not really interested in the leadership of the opposition, but if I can get that, that's fine. But if I'm not getting it, I want to be the one to name the senator, and I'm going to phrase it my way now, that will probably support me instead of you. So when we go to parliament, you would just be there in there by yourself, and whatever you say, we wouldn't even support you. So the two of us will be over here against the government and against you. And I've heard voice notes to support that stance. I am saying the last thing that I've heard yesterday is that she having kept a meeting with her constituents one evening, I understand it didn't go down as well as she would have liked because questions were asked. I got a call from one of the attendees, a lady, I don't really know her, but she found it necessary to call me to tell me what transpired in the meeting. And she said even one or two of her supporters really were really mad at her for asking the hard questions. But nonetheless, she was given a deadline, I think it was 2 days ago, to sign to say she's supporting the party stance, NRP party, that Janice Daniel Hodge would be the leader of the opposition and thus will be selecting the senator. All right. I understand that was not done, and I got something, I don't know if it's official, saying that she was being let go from the NRP platform. However, you know, they cannot let her go from being an elected member because she was elected by the people. But she would not be representing NRP. That's the unofficial report that I'm having. Now, my conclusion is that I think it was hard fully for her to behave in that manner. I've spoken to a good friend of mine that is probably one of her advisors, and I told him very respectfully that she was ill-advised because he's telling me that they treat her very badly in the meetings when they have their private meetings and they're not supportive of her or whatever. And I said, that's democracy. If everybody's in the room singing the same page when they're having debates and stuff, a whole lot of people would not belong inside here. So that's healthy. But it's not healthy when you come and you show your colors outside that you are against the party, referring to people who support the party, those NRP people, those this, those that, and excluding herself. I think she's leaving no choice, like I told him, for the party to just expel her. Because you cannot be coming here holding head fast and saying, I'm a mass of the party. Some of her supporters, which are few, it seems, are saying, well, she can go over with the other party that she just crossed off or whatever. But there's no need for her to be going over there because they have enough people to pass whatever legislation they want to pass in the House. So here it is where she's at a standstill as far as I know, because I have all kind of voice notes where people are really cursing. I'm not into the personal thing. I don't like that. You don't have to go into her personally. She made a decision, take a stance, whether good or bad. That's her stance. I don't think we have to go down the road and begin to talk about personal stuff. So that I would not be a part of, and I would not encourage it. If you want to speak about the what's happening publicly, so since she's a public figure, you can do that. The private part of her life, that's her business. I know she's married with children, two children, and a husband, and people want to take it a little further than that. That is other things there and all kind of stuff. That's beyond the point. But I'm saying here in my conclusion that I think she was ill-advised. I did not think that she made the right decision. She was next in line. She's about 40 years old. The leader is 60-plus. Not going to be there for much longer. She just came to rescue the party because NRP was in the wilderness. We must face facts. And she has now revived it. They have got a momentum going forward. And here it is where they're putting, you know, some. So nobody wants a lumpy corn. So I'm going to leave it there. And again, you don't have to really take up this part of it, but I have to ask Lynette one or two questions since she's on the spot. But then anybody can cut anytime, bring their own topic or ask a question or form an opinion. So let us go to Miss Lynette. Are you with us, Lynette?
Making yes, sure. I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
let's see if I could
good.
Answer the hard question.
No, no, no. Remember, I give the easy questions now. So I can have Cardinal not ask any questions. I can just ask him very nicely. Please don't. I don't know if you listen to me, but the easy ones come from me. I'm going to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask the hard one first. What is the mood like in St. Kitts and Nevis at this time? That's the hard question.
The mood? You mean
yes.
In terms of the NRP saga?
Yes, yes.
Just the more general.
No, concerning the, you know, it's one
okay,
country.
There's a whole bunch of chatter on social media, and there's a whole bunch of chatter on radios and the talk shows and all that. Everybody chiming in and giving their opinion, who should do this and who should not do that. That's about it. But I would say
okay.
It's sad for NRP because they're just coming out of the dust. And so this to me kind of dragged them back a little bit. But let us pray and hope that they could put all the differences aside and for the sake of the party. Because to me that comes first, party and the island. That, those come first. All your personal things should come last.
Okay. let me ask the easy question then. From your advantage point there, do you think that the individual, Miss Stapleton, would have made the correct decision to be, I don't want to say against, I don't want to say upstart, I don't want to say out of place, but from where you sit, do you think she should have been supportive of the leader and the NRP constitution? Do you think she should have, personally?
You see, I like what you say, from where I sit. Now, I don't know all the entanglements that's going on within the party. I don't know that. So from where I sit, I can't give an opinion because I don't know what's going on in there. You know, my grandmother used to say, it's different from outside looking in as opposed from inside looking out.
Okay, well, we're not going to get inside there. But based on what I've said, let's say what I've said is true. What I've said is true. Just pretend. It's not factual. But go that way. Based on what you have said, Ivan, form an opinion. If you feel.
Well, for the sake of the party, they need to pull together.
Who is they?
Janice and Cleone. Both of them, they have to put whatever differences aside and pull together for the sake of the party.
So who seems to be pulling away to you, Janice or Cleone?
Well, Cleone is very outspoken. We haven't really heard anything from Janice. So,
wait, so the question again, to be pulling away from the party. You said it should pull together. Who seems to be pulling away from the party?
Well, I don't know the gist of the entanglement. I don't know.
No.
I can't form an opinion.
Again.
No. You're not putting me on the spot here.
Assuming I am correct. Just assuming. Who seem to be pulling
assuming
away from
assuming that you are correct?
That they said that if she doesn't conform, because it was served an affidavit served by the bailiff, that she should sign
exactly. Well,
this affidavit. And wait, she refused
she
to
has
sign.
She has a big decision to make, and at the
okay,
end
fine.
Of the day, it will either make
let's,
or break her.
We're running out of time, and I want you to come out with things. Based on what
I have
said,
have to leave the
you said they should come together. Who seems to be pulling away from the party, Janice or Cleone? That's all I ask. That's an easy question. I don't have hard questions. You have heard from Janice. You heard from Cleone. You heard that she has not signed a paper. You heard that she has given a deadline. You heard it's rumored that she's been expelled from the party. Who seems to be pulling away from the party, Janice or Cleone? That's all. Easy question.
Can I make a comment here?
Yes,
anytime,
please, can I see? Come in.
Run to the Waffle Rescue. Run to the Waffle Rescue, but there will be no one.
There will be no one.
Anyway, could Mr. No One come on in for the rescue? Because they said, run to the Waffle Rescue.
No. I don't know what other people heard, but I heard you say, I don't have a basis to determine who's pulling where.
I was
exactly.
giving her
who's pulling up.
No,
but again,
I can't take your basis one-sided.
I don't let anybody give you no opinion. So how are you trying to
Thank
give
you.
Lynette one?
I did not give her one.
Good thing I have my lawyer.
From where you sit, given a scenario, okay, I'm going to bring
right.
somebody in.
Right, and I gave my answer.
No.
From where I sit.
Yes, I did.
I said from where I sit. I don't know what's going on with the entanglement going on in the party.
You cannot sit in there. You're not on the executive. So Let's go past that. You're not going to get in there. And they took a note.
So you don't have enough information. What I'm hearing is a complete answer. I do not have enough information to make a decision on who's pulling where.
No, we have a
because I have an easy question for Marcus.
Marcus, he tried to muzzle you.
Marcus, you know I would never do such a thing. To muzzle you, it means you have to be playing with your mouth. And I know you're not going to let me play with your mouth.
Pause yourself. Thank you. You was asked the question from where you sitting, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you. Give your answer while you were sitting. Please do not stand up. Keep sitting. Shot, Merchant, shot.
You see what I'm talking now?
Merchant, you just hit that for six there.
Tanel have a question to answer because I'm going to ask him. You heard my scenario about what's taking place over there. I need not go over them again. From what you would have heard, Cardinal, I'm going to ask you the same question. You're not sitting. You're standing. So much as can't tell you, don't stand. Tanel have a cock. Don't worry. I haven't heard his quote this morning yet, so I don't know if he have it tied. So, kind of understanding, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
The leader of the party, according to Lynette, has not spoken. The deputy leader of the party has spoken. He has not denied that. And what her words are, she is not supporting the leader, and she refused to sign to the governor to say, I'm supporting the leader of the party to become the leader of the opposition because I want that. The NRP constitution says no, the leader of the party would be the opposition leader and thus would select the senator. He's defying all that. So from what you would have heard while you're standing, who seems to be pulling away from the NRP party? Is it Janice who have not said anything? Or is it Cleon who says, I am not supporting you and the party unless I get the leadership or I get to select a senator of my liking who would support me when we go into parliament. Who seems to be pulling away from the party from where you're standing? So it's an easy question.
From where I am standing, I'll be pulling that and seeing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing a people struggling against themselves, trying to maintain the prescriptions of a culture that is developed by a people who have no respect for us. And thereby, we have no respect for each other as long as we continue to entertain the prescriptions of that culture. And it doesn't matter to me which party you claim to belong to. What is obvious to me is that there is a pulling and tugging and this way and that way. And the real victim here, the real failure here, is the development of a people within a social framework. Whether you want
okay,
to call
so
it
you agree that there's pulling and there's tugging. Who is doing the pulling? Who is doing the tugging?
I said all of them are doing the pulling
the one,
and tugging.
Lynette says
one
is saying nothing. Wait. Lynette is saying one of the two individuals that's not saying anything. The other one is making demands and making it away from the party. The NRP party have said you sign or you will be expelled. That is my understanding. I am speaking about the two individuals. So NRP is pulling. Let me give my findings. Cleone Stapleton Simmons is pulling. Janice Daniel Hodge is muted, according to Lynette and according to my findings. I am asking between the two ladies who are doing the pushing and pulling away from the party. That is a simple, simple question. Simple question. Let me answer my own and my own question. Cleone Stapleton Simmons, the deputy party leader, is pulling away from the party. It's as plain and as simple as that. It doesn't take no rocket scientist to answer the question. So all this bush that is there and going around the mulberry bush and going up the hill and down the hill, to come back to say nothing, I'm going to say what Lorraine Agatha Henry Brown would have told me when I was small, making excuses for some rubbish I would have done. She would have said, Ivor, all that you did not say sound better than all what you just said.
And what, that is still the case?
That is still the case here, that all what you are
okay,
saying here
you.
The answers. Let me finish it. All what you all did not say to answer that question sound better than all what you all don't say. The girl was out of place, safe. Out of place. If you're an independent, you do what you want. You come in here running my ticket, and after I would have won, you come in and you tell me, well, we won, you know, 12 of us in here now, but I want to be the leader now. If we would have won the election and formed the party, it's like Bernard Cohen telling Ian, Maurice Bishop, I know you're the leader, you know, but I want it. And he wanted it so bad that he and Phyllis Cohen, his wife, lock him up, let him out, run on the street, and they find it necessary to say, Bishop, I'm going to kill you because I want the leadership. That is why y'all are telling me y'all support, y'all supporting that this man wants the leadership from his political leader, Maurice Bishop. And the best way to do it is to kill him. So the best way for Janice to, the best way for Stapleton to do is to follow Bernard Cohen and go kill a leader because she wants the leadership. Let's not be going over the moon. We have another 20 minutes to go. The world is listening, and I don't think I made myself a fool. Let's see. Colonel would have been dropped there. Let's see if he's back. Okay. So.
Hello?
I know.
I want to say my goodbyes because I have to leave.
Okay, good.
I have some duties that I promised I will perform, and I like to. I'm a lady to my word. So I have to go. Duty calls. I have to go.
Good having you, Lynette.
Lynette.
Want to wish Dawn's mom all the best. We pray. We keep her in our prayers. She's mm-hmm. also the mom of my very good friend. And we just wish her all the best. She's in Antigua as we speak as well. And so we just have to pray for that, you know, recovery.
Okay, very good. But I was saying it here. I don't know why Karen is free to say what he wants to say, but he texts me and saying, why Lynette is so boastful about going? And she wasn't as boisterous in coming.
All right, buddy. Lord Jesus, we pray. For little brother Jesus here.
Have a good Saturday and enjoy.
Enjoy your Saturday, yeah. Lynette. Nice having
see you.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Are they going to stream the thing for Boswell?
I'm not too sure about that. When I asked,
okay. They
were not sure at the time. But if I can get somebody to hand hold, I might just see if I can do a live or something on the Facebook page. Or if they're not doing
all
anything
right. Somewhere
along the line.
I'm going to come back a long way for that.
6 months for you anyway, so... You still have some time.
All right, then. Yeah, I'm going to be back here in half an hour.
Okay. Much respect, Lynette, for coming.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, Matthew, we're going to thank you for coming.
Okay, we thank all who have participated, Leon, Dennis, two young ladies from Antigua, Cardinal, Lynette. Thank you for all that you have participated. Lynette, I'm so glad you stayed seated. Cardinal, I'm so glad that while you were talking, you stand firm and did not cross over my limb.
Stand firm.
The audience was very well entertained. So today, have a good day for the rest of the day. Keep smiling and remember, be kind to someone.
Well,
you
kind of
think just
kind of say he's going to bounce on Twitter. I don't know what I mean by that.
Well, this is from a long time by Rudy and the Dragon Ear. And this one is called Bombs and Chris. Hey! Wow!
Tumbe, tumbade, tumbe, tumbade, tumbe, tumbade. Hey! Tumbe, tumbade, tumbe, tumbade, tumbe.
Watch this!
People nowadays, quickly get into a race, but the truth is we can't live like that.
Only we can make it better. Jump in and jump together. Put down the pie, pie. Back up the try, try. And y'all let me now roar. See how the party roar. Everybody on the floor. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Bump and twist with your finger, not the ear on your jump. And twist, the position is up here.
It better, jump in and jump together. Put down the pie, pie. Back up the try, try. And then let me now roar. See how the party roar. Everybody on the floor. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Bump and twist with your finger, not the ear on your chum. And sweat till frustration disappear on your bump. And twist till you wait, you wonder on your bump. And twist. And bounce and twist and bounce and twist and only we can make it better. Jump in and come together. Put down the pie, pie. Take up the try, try. And you let me now roar. See how the party roar. Everybody on the floor. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bounce and twist.
Now the woman starts to buzz and sweat.
get enough to eat. Then I heard a knock upon the door.
Who is this? It's me, your husband. I just come back from tour.
Then she fall in, push it, push it, push it. She said, push the key inside.
Yes, indeed, yes, indeed. We're going to push the cane. I wonder who comes for cane. Matrice, who came for cane? Sugar cane, boy, look at that. They shut down the whole sugar factory in St. Kitts, Antigua, all over the place to say it was not viable. The dance can't pay for the light. Well, folks, we are just moments away from ending our January episode, the last one for January, and we would have made it through, let's say, in good stead. Next month is Blackish Month. They say, what did Howie say? Once you go black, you cannot turn back. Did they say they're having a baby soon, Meghan and Harry? I think that's the last thing that I would have heard. Well, folks, we are going to be closing it out here shortly, very, very shortly. So with that, I want to urge you to join the cricket show tomorrow. West Indies is doing very well in a warm-up game against Zimbabwe 11. So that should warm the hearts of many. They're out of the corner. I think they're on the straight and narrow now. They're playing against, Zimbabwe 11. This is the second 11. It's not the test team, folks. So this is tied away. Oh, and before I forget, let me say a little sympathy here to Lane as well, because yesterday some sad news came in that his sister, Gobril, she came down with a stroke a few days ago, and right now she's unable to speak. So, Leanne, we have to remember your sister, Gobril, and hope that she get away from that stroke and she becomes audible soon and very soon. So again, folks, tomorrow, 6 o'clock, 515-605-9850. That's the number you call. Eastern Caribbean Standard Time will be from 7 until 10 o'clock in the p.m. And it's going to be a good one because they're rounding out the month of January. So we're going to go back to a few things that would have transpired along the way. So join the folks, Liam and Dennis will be up front and center on that. And, of course, yours truly, I'll be umpiring a match tomorrow. And by the time I finish in the evening time, I should be joining shortly after. But definitely, I'll be joining at some stage. Folks, let's go ahead and say our goodbyes, Cardinal. We're going to let you wind it down. So let's go. Matrice?
Yes,
we say
sir.
Our goodbyes.
All right.
Yes.
Have a good day, everyone. God bless. And remember to tune in next week, same time, same place, on the Saturday Entertainment Show with host Ivor Henry and Cardinal Mills. Good day.
All right.
Good day,
Dennis would have dubbed it the Awesomeness Show on a Saturday morning. So we're going to make sure that word gets into the Thosaurus, Webster's, Miriam. We're going to get it onto the Google thing. Awesomeness. That was quoted by Dennis. So, Dennis, let's hear what you have
now,
for us. On the
well,
the
awesome, I have to admit, I can't take credit for that. I was quoting one of your listeners because it was such a great description that I thought that I would keep it going, but I take no credit for the terminology. But at any rate, We invite you to join us tomorrow on the cricket show, where we will have quite a number of issues to debate, discuss, and commenting on. After all, we know Brian Lara is going to be a performance mentor. Lots of player awards from the ICC, the Women's World Cup warm-up tri-series. And our Linford McKenzie says he has a special task to alert us about. So join us tomorrow on the cricket show. And once again, tune in next Saturday for the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, the awesomest entertainment on a Saturday morning.
Yes, thank you for that. I have to, I think that one went over my head because the first time I heard it is when you said it. So I have to go back and rewind and find out who came up with that awesomeness. But I like it. Cardinal, on your way out, say your goodbyes and hail the one fan that you may not have included. Because Earl Sargent said that he's listening to Cardinal, but he's not calling my name.
Oh man, yeah. I did say a general hello to all the fans, all the classmates of the 72 Charleston Secondary School graduation party, and I should have, you know, said special mention to my friend Earl Sargent. And I'm not sure if Hastings is listening in as well. Those are two great friends of mine, you know, hang out, you know, from school days. You know, but there are so many that I didn't want Ivor to have to get into the mode of telling me a good, like he usually does. But you know, my great hello to Earl, and I wanted to say, especially here to Cecilia, I got a note from, because of that interaction, I got a note from Margaret Rose Hanley. I got a note from her, and I got a note from Myrtle Johnson out of Butler Village. I got a note from her this morning because I saw the name show up, and I inquired whether it was her. And she said, "Sure, it's me." So this is great. And so let me say, special greeting to Earl, and thanks for coming in and being a part of the show. I mean, it's a pity we couldn't get to hear your commentary on some of these issues, but I'm supposed that one of these days we'll get around to it. So, you know, my apologies for missing out on that one, and I'm sure I said, because Ivan did indicate to me that you were listening in. So, my apologies on that one, my friend. And I'm looking forward to having you on again. With that said, let me say so long to all the fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. And let you know that it is my pleasure to do this on a Saturday morning. So next week, I'll be back here doing much of the same thing, even though in a different way. Until then, have a great week. Thank you.
Well, you heard the cock crow just now, right? Yeah, sure you heard it.
Yes.
That's
confirmation.
You told him, do not sit. You told him, do not sit. Yeah.
Right on point.
A cock stand, man. I'm telling you, man. Colonel, control your car. Well, folks, we're rounding out this episode and rounding out the month of January. So I want to say a happy birthday to Audley. We're going to see you next year. I'm sorry, you can't wait until this year to have another birthday. We all here are looking forward to a birthday in the year, but Audley, you're done and dusted. Tomorrow would be Simon O'Brien's birthday, so bear that in mind, folks. When you get on here tomorrow, remember to say happy birthday to Simon O'Brien. He just really missed out. So on the show, I think it's just fitting that you say happy birthday to him. It's just moments away, less than 24 hours for his birthday. Well, folks, it was indeed a pleasure bringing the show to you as usual. And we'll continue this into the next month and the continuing months of the year. Next month becomes the Black History Month, so we're going to be going black. We're not going to be turning back, so we're going to be upping it a little bit into some speeches, you know, from the black folks who would inspire us, especially in the early morning section for the inspiration portion. So stand by for that. And of course, urge a friend and always bring along someone new. We always have to think that someone new is listening. And with that, we are going to be saying good night, good morning, for just waking up to us, and good afternoon, good evening, whatever happens. But whatever you do, tomorrow, 6 o'clock in the p.m., do join the cricket show. It's one you can't afford to miss.
Yes, I did it my way. Well, folks, may the best rest of the day be the best of your day. Ta-da!